On Michigan Ag Today, John Kraft joins us, technical agronomist covering southern Michigan for Channel Seeds. And John, it's good to talk to you as we're looking at really so far, especially in the month of October, a pretty good month for harvest. Progress, according to USDA NASS, 18% of corn in the last report for Michigan has been harvested ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans at 40% harvested, way above the five-year average. Those are Michigan numbers. Does that sync up with what you're seeing generally?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I would say that tracks right along with what I'm seeing as I'm out and about through the state. Definitely above normal for what we've seen even, you know, last year.
The soybean harvest, first of all, which is really moving along quickly, and roughly some of the yields that you're seeing and whether or not farmers are overall pretty happy with what they've got.
Yeah, soybean yields have kind of been across the board from below average in parts where maybe they didn't get those timely rains, especially during, soybean seed fill. So seeing some small seeded. Definitely has the pod set still there, but just didn't fill out those beans in those areas. And some yields coming in around 40 bushel in some of those areas. But I've heard as high as, 70, 80 bushel, maybe where they had irrigation or they just got those timely rains. So across the board, just variable, again, depending on when you got those late season rains during pod fill.
What kind of numbers are you hearing on the corn side so far?
Corn side is, I would say, tracking generally above average, given the fall that we had. I would have expected a little more top end to be taken out. But again, I would say above average on corn, and guys definitely aren't disappointed, where maybe they were a little more hopeful for a high yielding soybean crop this year.
We're hearing a lot about moisture and a quick dry down. Is that also what you're experiencing overall?
Yeah, yesterday ran some 114 day corn in mid-Michigan out of a test plot that normally we don't get to go to harvest, and it was, below 20%. So definitely that rapid dry down, seeing that also in the soybeans with some green stem syndrome this year, as we get that rapid dry down. Hot, dry weather can definitely cause that.
Any other concerns that you have as we're looking at this crop being harvested?
No, I just would be mindful of stock conditions, depending on the stress you had during grain fill on your corn especially. There is some brittle stocks out there, decent yields yet, but worry with some of these hurricane winds. I know Ohio was stricken with that a little bit more with some corn going down. We haven't seen that in Michigan. But it seems like there's another hurricane building in the south that might blow some weather in next week. So just keep in mind your harvest window and prioritize those fields where maybe the stocks are a little less sturdy this time of year. The dry field conditions, there also is a concern with field fires. I've heard of one, at least in Michigan so far. So one of the best things you can do is just be mindful of your equipment. Make sure it's in good working conditions. You don't have any bearings getting hot, especially with high winds. Check your combines often and equipment, and just make sure that you don't have a buildup of any chaff near exhaust or other parts that can get hot. Just more of a safety watch out, and doesn't also hurt to have, tillage equipment hooked up and ready to go.
Okay, good advice there. What kind of a harvest window are we looking at before wrap-up, potentially anyway? Could it be a quick one when it's all said and done?
I think so. It really just depends on how well your machines can hold together at this point. The weather isn't playing a factor really at all. I would also be mindful of, soybeans as we're dipping below that, 13% mark. You start to lose yield just from not harvesting water. So Michigan State had a really good sheet out there. It's about 0.6 of a bushel per point of moisture. So as we dip below, 10% moisture on soybeans, you are really leaving a lot of yield out there, just not harvesting that water weight. So definitely one to consider.
Okay. John Kraft, technical agronomist with Channel Seeds. Great update today, John. We appreciate it. Hope it's a safe one the rest of the way for everybody in the fields.
Yeah, thank you.